The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Doesn't it feel a little bit like first day of school, senior prom? Stephen A's right. I mean, the three-piece is clean.
It's game day, NBA finals.
Stephen A, do you like the tie? Do you like the tie I have on today?
You know, I approve. You know what I'm saying? Monica looks a little better.
I took it from your office. It's your time, Stephen.
You did. I need a close-up of that. You did that.
No, that's not his
time. I believe you, too.
No, it's
from the. It's his time.
It actually is, Molly.
It's his time.
Molly, that is my time.
I made it look right. It's his time. I had no tie.
Are you being
serious? I was going to text him, but I was like, I'm going to save it for the show.
You got taste.
You got taste. No.
Producers, can we get a close up of Molly's outfit? I mean, you got her from a distance there. I don't see what she's wearing.
I didn't say Monica.
Molly, I love that.
All right.
Okay.
Molly got on. That's the herringbone joint. I mean, I like it, but I will say this to you, Jay. She has worn that a few times this year. It's very nice. But it has been a couple of times she's worn that this year. I'm just saying.
Hold on. Time out. I love this. You know why, Stephen? Because I have worn it a million times, and I'm a woman of the people.
Yes.
This is what I want people to know. I don't wear a new outfit every day.
You look great.
That's your story, and you stick to it.
You look great.
That's your story. You stick it to it. You go ahead, girl. You go ahead. That's right, Jay. Tell her again, Jay. Tell her again, Jay.
You know what? There is something I'd like to say to you, but I don't want to offend people. So I'm just going to leave it at that, okay?
All right. What a low blow to start the show.
What? That I repeat my outfits?
Yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah, I do.
I do too. And it's got to be bright and obvious, so I feel you, Molly.
Yeah, I'm on TV a lot. Molly and Eminem.
You both look beautiful. You're both fine. Let's go.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, now that I have your approval, I'm ready to start the show. Thank God I can keep my head up. It's game day. Game one of the NBA Finals tip off tonight from Denver on ABC as the 1 seed Nuggets host the 8 seed Miami Heat. Denver looking for their first Larry O'Brien in franchise history, and much has been made of the challenges of playing in the high altitude in Mile High. But here's someone not worried about the elements. Coach Spo, talk that talk.
Our guys are in great shape. They're ready to compete. If Denver wants to tip this thing off at the top of Everest, we'll do that. This thing is going to be decided between the four lines. They also got to come back to Miami if we want to make it about that. We'll turn off the air conditioning. They got to play in 90-degree humidity, sap the S-H-I-T out of their legs. This thing is going to be decided between those four lines.
I'm loving this energy, okay. Stephen A. Yeah. He's got the chain out. He's ready to go. It's between the four lines. But tell me this. Do you think Spoelstra is providing bulletin board material here?
I think he is because, you know, he's pointing out how ready they are to go. No excuses. We ready to go between the lines. We don't give a damn about the high altitude. We don't give a damn about the conditions of the arena. This ain't going to be LeBron James catching a cramp against San Antonio and all of that stuff years ago. I think it was 2014 when that transpired. He doesn't care. Let's get it on. And that's what you love about him. That's what you love about the Miami Heat. Yes, it could be used as bulletin board material, but so what? This is the championship. You're not dunking anybody. To be the man, you got to beat the man. The number one seed throughout this season has been the Denver Nuggets, at least in the Western Conference. They've been balling. They've got Jokic, a two-time league MVP, reigning two-time league MVP at the time before Joel Embiid won it this year because Jokic didn't prioritize winning that award because he had bigger fish to fry. Jamal Murray is back in the mix. Last time we saw him in the playoffs for the Denver Nuggets, they were in the conference finals, okay? It's not an accident that they weren't there over the last 2 years because that sniper, that brother, wasn't available. Well, he's available now, okay? You look at Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. You look at Aaron Gordon. You look at Bruce Brown, who's elevated his level of play and letting Brooklyn know, you made a mistake by letting me walk out the door. They got a crew, and what Miami is saying, damn it, so do we. Here we come. Sleep on us if you want to, but we've defied the odds throughout these playoffs, and we plan on doing it again. I love it because if anybody can talk it and back it up, it's the coach that is Eric Spoelstra. By the way, a future Hall of Fame coach because he's that elite.
Yeah, I think he'll, when it's all said and done, I think he has a chance to be a top five coach in NBA history. But regardless of whatever people say, as a former player, I'm going to take that as bulletin board material. You know why? Because I do feel like Denver feels like they are more disrespected than the Miami Heat feel like they are disrespected. Now, that disrespect may have came in the form of all these playoff games, people choosing the Boston Celtics over the Heat, people choosing, you know, their first round matchup against the Milwaukee Bucks over the Heat. But the Denver Nuggets have been the best team in the NBA all year long, and they have never been the headlines of shows. They've been the afterthought, all right? It's been, what about Phoenix and their scoring power? Now Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, oh, this is over. Oh, how about Golden State? Oh, we're going to come back and we're going to win with Steph Curry and Draymond Green. They're going to figure it out. It's going to be Philadelphia and Joel Embiid and, oh, he's the MVP. Jokic doesn't deserve to be MVP. The entire year, and it hasn't been the same for Miami until we got to the playoffs. The entire year, though, people have been looking over the Denver Nuggets. So when you hear things like that, for a guy like Michael Malone, okay, after we win our first game against the Lakers, everybody's telling us how much they figured it out with Rui Hachimura.
Mm-hmm.
All these things, regardless of what everybody says, the Denver Nuggets are going to look at this as bulletin board material. And my question is, I hear you, Stephen A., on just bring it. Why? But these are all things that crazy competitors, apex competitors, they see that and they're going to use it to their advantage.
So I hear you both, but I think because the Nuggets already have that personality and have this chip on their shoulder, this is not bulletin board material. This is just a conversation leading into the game. I would submit this to both of you to consider. What did you want Spo to say? Oh, we're concerned about the altitude. Like, what? He said this game will be decided between the four lines, which is essentially what every hooper wants an opportunity to do. And so the idea that this is something out of the ordinary, like, I don't see this as bulletin board material at all. I don't think the Denver Nuggets need any sort of motivation. I don't find this to be antagonistic. Spo is a competitor. The Heat were counted out in every series, as you mentioned, Jay. I think going into this one, they've been 13-5 versus the spread in terms of coming up with wins. Like, this is just a press game conference with a little bit of humor and a little bit of personality from guys that are very competitive. So, to me, it's a great soundbite, but bulletin board material? You need bulletin board material and you're in the finals?
Yes.
No, I don't buy it.
Yes.
Sure.
Don't you see what Eminem is doing? This is, you know, don't you see what Eminem is doing, Jay? What she's doing is she's thinking about what's being said as opposed to what's being received. Mm-hmm. That's usually Eminem, because Eminem's got that vibrance about her. She's going to articulate and just present herself in such a way where she just pushes her aura forward. You know, remember Dave Chappelle was imitating Rick James? And he said the aura. He said it's orange.
Today.
I seeked it. It's orange. You know what I'm saying? That's what she's talking about. This is what she does. She's the only woman on national television that rolls up at 8 a.m., not just 10 a.m., but at 8 a.m. in the morning going like this. You understand? This is what she does. I mean, she thinks about stuff like that. What she's not paying attention to is how it's received. Now, that's not a problem. Don't get it wrong. What I'm saying is the reason why the question is not innocuous in a sense, but we have to appreciate it, is because what Eric Spoelstra is basically saying as an undertone, there's a lot of y'all out there that think that we don't belong here. There's a lot of y'all out there that think we ain't ready for this. There's a lot of y'all out there that think we ain't up to this challenge. You must have forgot who the hell we are, and we're showing up. And all I'm saying is, when you think about bulletin board material, if you're the Denver Nuggets, you're like, you know what? Everybody's coming. But guess what? The Miami Heat. We had the biggest chip on our shoulder compared to anybody else we went up against, whether it was Minnesota, Phoenix, or the Lakers. In this finals, we're running across somebody that's hell-bent on showing us. Their chip might be just as, if not bigger than ours, which makes for compelling, potentially very, very compelling NBA finals. That's what we would deduce from this, Eminem. Here's my last point.
Okay.
You got that?
Mm-hmm.
Got that.
I got that.
Boy, you got problems.
Come on.
All right.
You got
all right.
Whatever.
Okay, so that's what I will say. As far as reception is concerned, to me, and I get it, I hear y'all on how elite competitors the Denver Nuggets may perceive, but to me, this statement is far more about Spo's continued ability to give his team irrational confidence and empower them to be great in big-time moments. So more than anything, this is a statement more toward the Heat than it would be toward the Nuggets.
That's fine, Monica.
It's This is not Bulls and Mormon talking.
Monica, you compete at the highest level. You're telling me that before any game, how did you play your best basketball? Was it when you were
ticked off? So
okay, okay, same. Exactly. But wait, hold on. It's exactly my point, though. So as people who play better when they get a little bit ticked off or angry, don't you look for anything, regardless of whether it's meant for you or not, to motivate you for something? That's what the best players in the world have always done.
When you do those kettlebell workouts that I see on your Instagram up at Marlo, when you're doing those kettlebell swings with no shoes on and get low on those squats,
look,
are you a little fired up?
A little fired up, for sure. Yeah. Yesterday I had a lot of need to work out, in fact. I hear y'all, but I just think this is a reach. Like, they had a whole series of them being a dominant winner, sweeping the Lakers. They were, like, you need more? Like, you need more. They have plenty of ammunition.
I'm taking anything I can get. Anything I can. How about as soon as when the game is over, he's like, oh, we can go play another 48 right now. We're ready to go play right now. Like, those are little things that you just hear as a player. Like, okay,
right,
come on. Come play 48 right now.
All right.
Not to mention the fact that even though they were favorites throughout the postseason, the reality of the situation is that you had a lot of people looking at LeBron and Anthony Davis wondering what kind of noise they were going to be able to make. Prior to that, it was Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, what kind of noise they were going to make. In this finals, outside of the first round series against the Minnesota Timberwolves, they're not to say that they weren't prohibitive favorites before, but they're definitely cemented as favorites in this final series. If the Denver Nuggets do not win this series, this NBA finals, it certainly will not look good for them. It will be perceived as an incredibly missed opportunity because a lot of people look at it as them having absolutely no excuse to lose this NBA final. So we take all of that into consideration as well. That's something that can't be ignored.
All right, let's move on. So yesterday, J.J. Redick had the Nuggets' Aaron Gordon as his X factor in the finals. Gordon talked about the difficulty in containing Jimmy Butler, something often underestimated compared to other greats. Take a listen.
Jimmy's a difficult cover for different reasons than the guys I've guarded in the past, like KD and LeBron, Kat. Jimmy does everything, you know. He does all the intangible things. He gets out in transition. He gets cuts. He gets offensive rebounds. He gets back doors. He gets spin outs. You know, he does a lot of the game within the game, as well as being really skilled. You know, so he's a difficult cover.
Okay. J-Will, is Butler harder to guard than LeBron and KD?
Yes. This year he is.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about it. You saw Kevin Durant coming back off injury, implemented in a new offensive system that we had a lot of questions around how that was going to work. We've talked a lot. You can sit up there. You can give me the little tired,
wake up and listen,
I'm bored kind of face. All you want, Mr. Smith. I am preaching the truth right now when it comes to it. And you know it. You know you had questions around Monty Williams and the way he utilized Kevin Durant in that offense. You know that they play better when Devin Booker actually had the ball in his hands, right? But it's still not the old KD that we saw in Brooklyn. It's a KD that was trying to figure out a new scheme with new players and no CP3 to actually orchestrate putting him in a position to succeed. You know that LeBron James at 38 years old, who is still one of the most incredible players on the planet, but still ran out of steam, who was trying to guard Jamal Murray. You know how difficult that was. So at the same time, Jimmy Butler, though, a guy that can get to different spots, a guy that actually has attention to detail and the conditioning, is different than the other two. A guy that is one of the best in the NBA at ball fakes, at pass fakes, at unorthodox moves, the way he can utilize his body around the rim. And by the way, you just sat up here and said Eric Spoelstra is the best coach in the NBA. So the best coach in the NBA.
I didn't say that. I said he's a Hall of Famer coach.
Is he not the best coach in the NBA?
He's a Hall of Famer.
Is he not the best coach?
I didn't say he was the best.
Why are you avoiding?
I actually believe that stuff.
I'm sorry. Are you not answering directly?
I'm not avoiding the question, Molly. I think that the best coach in the NBA is Ty Lue.
Okay. Is he top two?
Top two, top three.
Okay. All right. So top two, activating Jimmy Butler with position players around him, best utilizing his skill set. You're damn right, Jimmy Butler is the hardest guard for Aaron Gordon this year in the playoffs. Damn right.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, throughout this country, and honestly, we're worldwide.
Oh, here
I mean,
we go.
My goodness. After first take today, after first,
he
listen, I'm talking about all
outfit.
Of us. I'm talking about, what do you mean? What do you mean? Here we go. I'm talking about all of us. I didn't say me. I said
no,
us.
I was just wondering you understand? Why, I said us. I was wondering why you had to go with politicians, Stephen A.
Herringbone, chill out, Herringbone. Just wait for me, Herringbone. Wait for it.
I know you like your suit and you got a haircut. Go ahead.
Wait for it.
Okay,
I didn't get a haircut, actually. It's just a pat down. See, you got the black people. It's a pat down, Molly. It ain't get a haircut. But that's the point they're trying to make. Just listen up here. You know what I'm saying? Pete McConville, don't be jealous, baby. Don't be jealous. Here's the point, man. Here's the deal, all right? I'm just talking to y'all because, I mean, after First Take today, I'm doing an interview in China.
Here we go.
China.
I know it.
You know what I mean? This is what, this what it is. You understand?
Yeah.
Tencent. You know what I'm saying? They got to hear from a brother.
Worldwide,
what I'm trying to say is this. I want the world to know I love JJ. I love Jay Williams. Jay Williams is my brother. I love him to death. I even let him wear my ties. I even let him go into my office and wear my ties.
He's
sitting in my seat. I let him wear my ties. You know what I'm saying? I got number love
for him. See how he turns it on.
But it's asinine stuff like this that drives me crazy because the man knows basketball. He says stuff just to rile me up. This was a shot at Stephen A. That's what this was. He knew that he was going to get on my nerves with that answer. And he lives to do this, ladies and gentlemen. He lives to do this.
I do enjoy
Jimmy
it.
Butler is great.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler is great. I'm throwing no shade against Jimmy Butler. But harder to guard than Kevin Durant, one of the most prolific scorers this game has ever seen. Harder to guard than 6'9", 260-pound LeBron James, who can take you inside or outside, although his three-point shooting wasn't the greatest this postseason. I'll give you that. The point that I'm trying to make is, look, y'all, I love Jimmy Butler. I've known him for years. The brother's special, no doubt about it. Top five come postseason time. The brother's something special. Harder to guard than LeBron James and Kevin Durant. Y'all need to stop. Y'all need to stop, okay? He didn't stop poke faking
right
until game seven. I mean, come on, y'all. I mean, listen, we know that Jimmy Butler can ball. We know that he's the star. We hope that he can win the championship. I'm rooting for the brother. You understand? We don't root against Jimmy Butler. But to sit up there and say, and I understand schematically because Eric's supposed to put him in certain positions, even though the ball is still in his hands most of the damn time when somebody else gets it because Jimmy Butler gives it to them. The fact of the matter is, he ain't harder to guard than LeBron James and Kevin Durant. Now you're getting ridiculous. This is the kind of stuff, James. This is the kind of stuff.
I feel like I'm right.
I wish that the boardroom, I wish you were still moderating the boardroom because I would dare you to say that to Kevin Durant's face.
I would dare you to say it to his face. This year I would say it to his face. What am I?
Kevin Durant.
Me out. I'm already here for it. I don't care. I'm going to speak my damn mind. I learn from you every day.
So much shade in this.
I still don't believe you believe that.
Okay.
You can't believe that.
Can I just say one thing? Why did he have to reference that he's doing an interview in
China?
Like, what was that? Was that
worldwide.
Just like a random
worldwide
humble brag?
Would you like me to answer?
Shout to Rich Kleinman in the boardroom. No, I don't want you to answer.
No answer.
I just want Monica to go.
Okay, Stephen A., I apologize for this then because we're going to get you riled up a little bit more.
Tell him.
I happen to agree in this particular postseason.
Oh my God. Very important. Please.
Uh-oh. Listen, you being like the people on the internet that's not listening, Stephen A., in this particular postseason. The two other guys you're talking about, KD was coming back from an injury. I think Jay made great points in terms of that offense coming together, right? I think LeBron obviously was a little bit hobbled by that foot. And
Tell
I think him. You also, I would make the argument that when Jimmy goes off is just as important to the actual numbers in the scoring category. And when you look at guys that got to the semifinals or later in this postseason, Jimmy's leading the way in terms of fourth quarter scoring.
Tell him again.
So, like, it is not just how he does it, but sort of when he does it as far as a clutch time performer, fourth quarter performer in this particular postseason. I think that's a fair assessment, Stephen A. Now, we're talking any regular day, that's different.
Monica McNutt, a couple of things. Number one, Jay Williams, I would caution you not to lean like that because you're reminding the world of Emmitt Smith on television. Not in a football field, but on television. Every word he said, he did go like this. He would turn around and he would go like this.
This is the fact.
Oh, go back and watch
you
the tape. That's what he would do. You might not want to do that. Secondly, Molly.
Where's your bodyguard?
Secondly, Harry Bone.
Let me tell you something right now.
Come here for a second, man.
Yeah.
The bodyguard is always here.
We love you.
The bodyguard is always here. The bodyguard is always here. That's number two. Appreciate you, baby. That's right.
I'm safe. I'm safe. I'm safe.
He can't hear you. He can't hear you, Molly. I can hear you. He can't hear you.
Okay, Juvie.
Excuse me. The bodyguard is always bread. The bodyguard is always bread.
Yeah. How's things going in
Denver? Why is Molly interrupting me so much? Why is Molly interrupting me so much? Miss Herringbone this morning, what's going on? Why are you interrupting me? Let me get my point out.
Go ahead.
Monica McNutt, I don't know if you noticed this. I don't know if you noticed this. But I'm the executive producer of First Take as well, which means I got something to do with the question.
I understand.
There's nothing in that question that said this postseason.
I know. And
it said Jimmy Butler, Heart of the Guard, then LeBron and KD. It did not say this postseason. You're creating a narrative.
Correct.
I do that. Not you. Not you. Not Jay Williams. You don't do that. Y'all think y'all slick. You tried to change it now that they gone from the postseason. Let me make up this last caveat to the question. That ain't the question. You said that Jimmy Butler's harder to guard than LeBron James and Kevin Durant. That's the question. Not this postseason when they home and Butler's still playing. Y'all stop that. Jimmy Butler harder to guard than LeBron James and KD. That is blasphemous. And I love Jimmy. I love Jimmy
Butler.
You know
who I'm going to ask
Come
about
on
this?
Now. Who? Y'all excessive with that.
Kenny the Jet Smith is coming on the show later.
I'm going to bring this postseason back for him.
He would never say that.
This was not the original
question. That's my Queens brother right there.
This was not
Queens is in the building.
Pre-production meeting.
Queens, New York is in the building.
Not correct.
He will not say that. Kenny Smith will not say that.
Okay.
I promise you he will not say that.
Don't you be pointing at me like that.
This post is
Stephen A., listen, enjoy Juvie while it lasts.
Take off my tie. Take off my tie.
He's coming to DR. Stephen A., he's coming to DR with me this summer and Columbia. So enjoy Juvie. Have fun.
Put the tie on Molly. Put the tie on Molly. She'll wear it with that suit. She'll try it.
Don't be mad, Stephen A.
Put a tie on her.
We be picking up your little tricks.
Did you really take that from his office?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I took it.
It looks really good.
I wanted to feel what it feels like to have the power.
They steal from my office all the time. They steal from my office all the time.
All
of them. All of them.
They steal all the time. Oh, my gosh. You should be a soap opera actor.
This season.
Because you're so dramatic.
Season,
wait, you
should
are.
Be. Sure. Oh, okay. Brick. Oh, Brick showing up to Port Charles at the end
of the
month.
Oh, my God.
Okay, no, yeah,
just
that's
so
cool.
Y'all know. General Hospital.
No,
Brick showing up to Port Charles.
Cool.
I'm just saying. Y'all brought it up.
Cool story, bro. Wait. Are you going to do an interview after? Yeah, cool.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Brightside breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Amazing finals run by 2-8 seeds, the 99 Knicks, and now the 2023 Miami Heat. Jay, who had the more impressive finals run?
It's the Miami Heat. It's not even a discussion.
Really? Tell me why.
Well, Patrick Ewing got hurt towards the end, but it's the Miami Heat. How about this? Here's my one off the top rope to begin. 7 undrafted players are in the NBA Finals. 7 undrafted players are in the NBA Finals. So if I went back to the 2007 Cavs team, I'm looking at LeBron taking Ilgauskas. I'm taking, Booby Gibson. I'm looking at this 99 team, your Knicks team. Okay. Marcus Camby, Latrell Sprewell, Allen the Man, Houston, $100 million man. You're telling me, you're saying that's more of an impressive run than beating Giannis, and it's even regardless of him being hurt, and then being the Celtics, going through your Knicks squad with Gabe Vincent. Were you talking a lot about Gabe Vincent at the beginning of the season? Stephen A., were you talking a lot about Max Strus at the beginning of the season? Were you talking a lot about Highsmith, who is playing legitimate minutes in the Eastern Conference Finals? I mean, what kind of debate are we actually about to have here on national TV, Stephen A. Smith? What are we even trying to talk about here? Jimmy Butler going for 40-plus point games in multiple games to get his team over the hump as an 8 seed that lost to Atlanta in the play-in game? That's what we're about to do? Compare them to the 99 Knicks? Stop. Stop. Monica, go ahead.
You know something?
Stephen A., let me try to compose myself
because this is the same Jay Williams that once felt Austin Reeves was more valuable than LeBron James. I got to take that into consideration and think about what
you say. No, you did it to me.
Did you not just do it to me when you tried to change the question? Did you not just do it to me? You did it. Let me tell you something, Jay Williams. You take a deep breath. You sit back. You recline in that damn chair. Oh, my goodness. And by the way, speaking of the chair, you better not be sitting on my pillows that I use on that damn chair either. You better not be doing it.
But
that's another subject for another day. Let me just say this.
Oh, damn, Jay.
You did it to me, Jay. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you for this. Let me tell you something, Jay. Let's go back. Let's rewind the clock, Jay. Let's rewind the clock.
This is the mess.
Back, all right? Okay. It was back then. Now, this is a long time ago. This was back when I had an afro and you were trying to have one. Okay? This is back then. Okay? Let's take this into consideration. Stay with me, Jay. The Knicks beat Miami. You know what a heated rival that was. Patrick Ewing is not available. Chris Dudley is starting at center. Chris Dudley, you got to be kidding me. I can't believe you would sit up there. And Charlie Ward was your point guard. Not bad player, not bad. But no earth shatterer or anything like that. Just stop it, okay? You got the Knicks. They're going up against Miami. Alonzo Mourning, Tim Hardaway, Pat Riley's the coach. They had Dan Marley, they had P.J. Brown, those boys. Knicks took them out. You sweep Atlanta, Dikembe Mutombo, Steve Smith, beautiful name by the way, Mookie Blaylock and the crew. You not beat, just beat them, you sweep them. You go up against Indiana, you got Reggie Miller, you got Rick Smith, you got Dale Davis, you got Mark Jackson, you got Jalen Rose. Talk about without Patrick Ewing. Without Patrick Ewing. And you're going to sit here and tell me because the Miami Heat, modern day Miami Heat, Giannis is out for 2.5 games. You go in the second round against the New York Knicks. I know I was bloviating and all of that other stuff, but we knew good and damn well the New York Knicks wasn't going to beat Miami because they had Jalen Brunson and everybody else was going left. R.J. Barrett, you know, Julius Randle. Don't get me started with their non-ambidextrous selves. We knew what the outcome was going to be, and then you go to the conference finals. Now, beating Boston was a very, very big deal, and I get that. But how in God's name, when I just explain what I explained, when you know the history, you know the personnel or the lack thereof, looking at the Knicks taking out Morning and Riley and those boys in Miami, the arch nemesis, looking at them beat Indiana in a conference finals without Patrick Ewing, you gonna sit up there with a straight face and tell me this run is better than a New York Knicks 1999 run? The blasphemy that is coming out of your mouth right now is unreal.
Okay.
You need to stop.
Okay.
You need to stop.
You both make very compelling cases. When I got the question, I leaned a little bit toward the Knicks, but I do think the undrafted Nugget is huge and is historic in a way. Stephen A., like, that's a big deal. I think I'm still slightly leaning Knicks because I think not having your best player is a big deal, and you look at some of the teams they had to knock over. But I think it's a little closer than you acting like, Stephen A., though, because that undrafted thing is huge. That is literally historic.
Oh, and Stephen A., I'm sorry. Jimmy Butler missed the game in the Milwaukee series
Judge
as well.
Congratulations, Judge Judy. I really appreciate what you had to say.
Okay?
I'm not buying that. I mean, come on, Monica.
It's in the game.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah. You know, I'm just trying to bring a little
peace. She's at about 47 million a year, so that's not a bad energy.
I'm sorry, how much?
I got you.
Yeah.
She's at about 47 million per year.
Oh,
per year.
Yeah.
Per year, 47 million per year. And by the way, I've met her. True story. She says, I'm you in the courtroom. That's what she said.
That tracks.
It touched my heart.
I can see that.
It touched my heart.
Can I bring up just one last point as he compares himself to Judge Judy? I can't with this.
I'm not comparing myself. I said I met her, Jay.
It has last day of school.
I met in Hollywood, Jay.
It does.
I met out here in Beverly Hills.
Tell me when we're done.
I'm in Beverly Hills, man. I'm in Beverly Hills.
Let me give one more question out here.
Go for it.
I just want you to know, the guy that gave the Boston Celtics 26-10 in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals would not have been on the Miami Heat team.
Shot 5-24 in Game 6, yes.
If it weren't for a call from J. Cole to Caron Butler for him to get a shot.
Shout out to Caron.
For him to get a shot. I don't see nobody on the Knicks roster getting a call from a rapper to get a shot to give the team to give him 26-10.
The swing point, though, is who was available over the course of the runs, right? Like, you could look at who the Heat had to go through, and obviously Giannis not being 100% is a big deal, although we never know what would happen either way. But I think when you look at Patrick Ewing being unavailable in that last series for the Knicks, and the first, there's always something to be said for a first.
So whose side are you on, Monica? I'm confused.
I need you to deliberate.
Mom.
I'll get back to y'all.
Mom.
I'm going to my chambers.
Judge Judy can't pick a side.
You know what? You ain't even a judge. You a moderator. Right. You a moderator. You just scared to make a decision, Eminem. Scared to make a decision.
He already knows. Host.
Host the first take.
By the way, I got a text from my mom. It says, it seems you're interrupting SAS a bit much. Two heart emojis. Sandra Karen, whose side are we on? And now I'm interrupting you again. Okay. Sorry, Mom.
Molly, one last thing. Mama's love, Stephen A.
Let's take it down a notch.
Let's go to break. They've always shown me love. I'm just saying. I'm trying to tell you, Molly, the love is there. Mama's love, Stephen A.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LectricEbikes.com.
It is game day. Quick take, Stephen A. Coach Monty Williams has agreed to a 6-year, $78 million contract with the Detroit Pistons, telling our Adrian Wojnarowski, the largest coaching deal in NBA history. So happy for the city of Detroit. They got themselves a good one. But do you have a problem, Stephen A., with him getting a $13 million a year deal?
Well, I'll concede this. He hasn't won a championship, and to be the highest paid coach in history is kind of shocking. But if anybody deserves that kind of investment, it's Monty Williams. He's a two-time NBA Coaches Association Coach of the Year. He's a one-time Coach of the Year in 2021-2022 season. He took the Phoenix Suns to an NBA Finals. He's a leader of men in the bubble before they went to the conference final, before they went to the NBA Finals. Remember, they had won 8 straight games in the bubble. Yeah. In Orlando, and that was really an indication of things to come. He's a wonderful leader. He's an incredible role model. And to have such a young squad, you definitely want somebody like him leading them into the future. It's a worthy investment by the Detroit Pistons, and he is certainly, I'm certainly happy for him. He deserves it.
Absolutely. As far as the finals, they start tonight. Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray have led the high-powered Denver Nuggets to the NBA Finals for the first time in franchise history. Jokic has averaged a triple-double for the playoffs, while Murray could not be stopped in the West Finals versus the Lakers. So Jokic and Murray have each had a habit of raising their game in the postseason. They rank first and second in terms of largest point-per-game increases from the regular season to the playoffs. Jokic has scored or assisted on 54 points per game this season. That's third most entering the finals all time. Jay Will, who's more crucial for the Nuggets winning the series, Jokic or Murray?
Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray is the driver of the car. God bless you, Stephen A. Smith.
Thank you.
For more
he sneezed.
And more than, I mean, more than that reason, too.
Jamal Murray's the driver? Come on, let's go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah.
No, because come on. I want to hear this.
See, I feel like Jokic is the engine. Jokic always keeps the car moving. The car is always going to have a chance to get there. But what gets the car to the end destination is the closer. And in the game of basketball, you need a closer. And to me, Jamal Murray is that guy that a lot of people, Jokic is the MVP of the league. I know this year's Joel Embiid, fine, you know, two-time MVP before, a guy that puts up triple-doubles, You know, he's averaging a triple-double on 54% shooting. I understand how special of a talent Jokic is, that probably when it's all said and done, he'll end up being a top 15 player all time, when it's all said and done. But to me, the thing that gets this team over the hump is Jamal Murray. He is the edge here. We all know that teams need that extra little something. And I think his story a couple of years ago, he wasn't even sure that he was going to remain on this team. There was an intimate conversation he had with Michael Malone around whether he was going to get traded or not. People in Denver last year were yelling at Jamal Murray to play because they thought he was taking too much time off his ACL injury. So when I see the way he closes games down the stretch, when I see when he plays at another level offensively, combined with the way Jokic plays, to me, that is the last piece of the puzzle that gets this team to become the champion truly the way they are. It's Murray, the closer.
I think the stat that Molly gave us that is sticking to me, among all the stats we just got, is that Nikola Jokic scores or assists 54 points per game for the Nuggets. I hear you, but even if I stick with your analogy, you can't drive without an engine. Right? And so I think that it is Nikola Jokic, and it is going to be an opportunity for him to solidify his legacy. You mentioned the two MVPs. I think his versatility sets up everybody else, right? So if between, and this is, we are obviously splitting hairs. They are both vital to what the Nuggets are looking to do. But literally, the offense is run through Jokic, and that is not just in terms of the gravity that he draws to free up Jamal Murray, but that's everybody else on the floor, right? And I think some of Jamal, like Jamal, I looked it up, he's averaging like 7.5 points per game in the fourth, which is fine. Ready to hit big shots, playing with a chip on his shoulder, and terrific. But you need the guy that gets you to the fourth if it's going to be a clutch game, if you're going to bring in your closer. And so to me, that's Jokic. And I think this team has really incredible balance. It's going to be impressive. I can't wait to see what it looks like in the finals now that they are healthy and finally here. But to go away from anybody other than Jokic as far as the being the fulcrum of this unit, I can't do it.
Well, I appreciate that word, fulcrum. Everybody doesn't know what that means, although I do. But congratulations for using that.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
That's number one. That's number one. Number two, this is the part about First Take that just makes it such a beautiful show. You know, no matter how ridiculous and utterly nonsensical you can sound in one different segment, you can turn around and in the very next segment make up for it. And that is exactly what Jay Williams just did. The fact of the matter is, Jay Williams restored my faith in him, and I think he deserves a lot of credit because it's important, because I lost it. I lost it for a little while there. I lost it for a couple of segments, but he came back. He came back because he's absolutely right, Eminem. And I said this yesterday. Yes, we know that, you know, Murray's averaging 27.7 points per game. We know, considering the jump from 20 to 27 in the postseason, it ain't too many players in NBA history that made that kind of jump come postseason time. We got to give credit where credit is due. I'm just looking at it right now, and I think that's the third biggest jump among 173 players that have played in at least four playoff games this postseason. So we got to give credit where credit is due as it pertains to that. I can look at the 32 he averaged against the Lakers on 50%, 52% shooting from the field, 40% shooting from three-point range. The biggest thing that jumps out at me is when Jamal Murray shoots 40% or better in the postseason, the Nuggets are undefeated. When he does it, they're not. And that's the reality of the situation. And so when I look at it from that perspective and I think about Jokic and what he brings to the table, here's what I would deduce from it, Eminem, and I would ask you to consider as you shimmy and think about it. When you think about Jokic, all right, Jokic is a dude where you come to expect his greatness. You don't take it for granted. You appreciate it, but you expect it. And when you watch Jokic, you see a guy and you say, wow, he's great. But when you see Jamal Murray doing what he does for the Denver Nuggets, you look at them and you say, they're great. There's a difference. When Jamal Murray gets rolling, Denver seems unbeatable. When Jokic gets rolling, you marvel at Jokic. That's why he can drop 53 points in a game that they lose. But Jamal Murray scores 30-plus in games that they keep winning. He has that kind of impact where he galvanizes them in such a way that he elevates the level of play around him. I'm not saying Jokic doesn't. Jokic is a phenomenal passer, high basketball IQ, skilled, etc. But you run things through him. He produces for you. He keeps you in the mix. But Jamal Murray is the finishing touch. When he gets going, Denver appears to be unbeatable. That is not the case when Jokic gets going. That's all right, well, difference.
Let's go back to our previous segment in which we then look at the question thoroughly. Because how can y'all both use the words closer, finishing touch, driver, as opposed to engine?
I said that about
engine.
Murray.
Not Jokic. I understand that. But you yourself just called him a finishing touch. Stephen, you can't get two finishing touches and bells and whistles if the core piece is not there to move this thing along. Like,
well,
I
you
hear
can,
what y'all are
well,
saying.
Well, you can. You can if you're robbing them of the credit that's due. Nobody's doing that to Jokic. We're simply saying we've seen his excellence be put on display and Denver still struggle. When Jamal Murray gets going, they don't lose. There's a difference. They don't lose when Jamal Murray gets going.
And Stephen, I want to add.
60 seconds.
Well, Jamal Murray is usually balling at home.
So, but I'm saying, if we're going to pick out which item, which variable we're going to put the impact on, like,
Stephen, I just want to say that we're seeing eye to eye right now, and it feels good to be on the right side of history. I'm glad that you've joined me here.
I want you to continue to join
me more throughout the course of this show. I'll be here for the next hour. But I do want to add on to your brilliance here. We all respect the IQ and the genius of Draymond Green. We may not respect the jump shot, but we respect the IQ of it.
Why you
right?
do that?
I'm just right. Well, oh, anyway, why do you think one of the plans was for them to let Jokic drop 40 or 50? Let him shoot. Let him outscore because you know it takes Jamal Murray out of the game, and they need Jamal Murray to win the game. They need Jamal Murray to win the NBA championship.
I don't disagree with you
hey,
on
Monica.
That, but
hey,
that Monica. Last word.
What?
What you got to say about that?
Okay. Go ahead, Molly.
All right. Go ahead, Molly. Let's go.